This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Mazzina Show.
We are back. Joe Mazzina, your host. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. And I, you hear me say that all the time. And I say that because so many of you, even now that I talk to, who know me personally, you know we've got the show, you listen to the show, I meet up with you, and it's the, oh, woe is me. Frankly, honestly, it drives me out of my mind. Because you're either going to fight or you're not. And you can't fight with an attitude that you might lose. When you go into a fight, you'll go into that fight with the attitude that I'm going to win. I may lose an eyeball or a limb or a toe or something, but I'm going to win. So, I mean, seriously, you get informed, get engaged, because once you're informed, they'll be tripping all over themselves. I mean, seriously. Let me bring around my co-host every Friday. Sonia Schmidt joins me. And, you know, Sonia, don't you love when you're sitting there and you're talking to somebody on the left and they're telling you how the earth is flat and you're just kind of laughing in your head? You're trying to be nice, but you're trying, you know, and I tell, respond. Danny, I don't care what they're trying to sell you. Respond to them, but have a clue first.
I agree. I tell you, when I started writing my global warming book, I didn't have a clue. I had a gut feeling, and I knew God, and I knew God wasn't giving us this earth with all his resources if he thought that we could override him. So once I started researching, so I spoke about it before I really knew the facts. And I don't want people to go out and sound like an idiot, but at least you can say that don't sound right to me. God, I'm going to look into it, and I hope you would do the same. Let's get back with each other and talk about what we found. You know, it's hard because the left is so mean to you when you disagree with them. So it's almost like you would rather not even deal with it. They're like that on your jobs. They're like that in your family. But look where we are as a result of us not saying anything and not standing up for what we believe. Even if we don't know all the facts, but if we just stood up and said, that sounds crazy, even if we laughed at them.
Say something as stupid as, like, does that make any sense? Look, there were two women, this goes back a while, there were two women in line. They just saw Al Gore's second movie of Unconvenient Truth. And I'm telling you, they were like two giddy girls who just saw the Beatles after the movie. But they had the misfortune of being in line right behind me while we were sitting there. And that old woman looked at me with a giddy face. She goes, oh, have you seen his new movie? And she's going on. I said, no, ma'am. I don't watch fiction. And she said, well, what do you mean? And she started going through these things. And I said, you know, if you get away from your world for a minute and you start looking that stuff up, you're going to find out that we actually have more polar bears than we have then. that we actually have more ice than we had then. And we can't lose, you know, water can't leave the planet unless you take it out in a space shuttle and blow it out in deep space. Because in the three forms it comes in, it returns back to where it came from. And I'm telling you, they looked at me like I was the alien.
That's okay, but you know what? That seed was planted. So when they hear it again or whatever, but I can bet you, and this is what I've seen from the left, the few lefties I have in my life, they just want to dig in. Facts be damned, you know? And I bet they're like that in other areas of their lives. And I'm sure they've heard that from people in other areas of their lives. The term control freaks comes to mind. And these are personal psychological problems with these people. I don't believe that you could be on the right and be a control freak. I just don't. I mean, well, maybe the rhinos.
Well, yes.
Because they're making money.
To a degree, it doesn't. But I got to tell you something. It's getting to the point with all the crap that these people are doing. If you may be aware of that, if we get control of everything again, we're going to have to become control freaks for a while. Not so much take away people's rights.
That's a different
type.
Control
freak to go, hey, no, we're doing the border, law, no law, whatever, no whatever, we're doing the border,
right.
Period.
No. Okay, no. Okay, so there's different types of control freaks, obviously. There's one type who will think that they know best for your life and micromanage it and take away your freedoms. Then there's other kind of control people who are like parents, who are like very good parents, who go, no, you're not going to eat candy every night for dinner because that's not good for you. And it factually is not. Borders, open borders for our country, and I would love to, I was thinking about this today, I would love for a lefty to defend the open border system. I mean, I hear there's another influx today.
Massive overflow to where the governor finally put up a state of emergency, which will allow him to turn on the National Guard.
Well, governor of what?
Governor Abbott.
Where?
Governor of Texas.
Well, he's on point. But they can't give one reason why that would be good for the country unless it's an emotional reason. And we have to start making fun of these people for thinking emotionally rather than logically.
You know,
I
go ahead.
No, I was just
actually,
jumping.
Don't go ahead.
Why?
Yeah, I know you can't hear the music, but it's there. We're going to go for a break.
I trust you.
I hope. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in a witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Oh, horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Have you with me? Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, and the always lively chat by people much smarter than myself in the chat room that we have on the website. Sonya Schmidt joins me. I have to do something to bring up the IQ on the show, so she's with me every Friday as a co-host. And so, what are you shaking your head no for?
I just don't think you're accomplishing that by having me on the show. I mean, if that's what you're going for.
Yeah, well, I think so. And apparently in the chat room they think so.
Now, so, if you're just looking for an opinionated black woman, I'm your girl. But like I said, when I listen to some of your other guests that have this expertise in certain areas, psychology or like Zoe, who knows something about everything, I'm not in that category. It is somewhat amusing.
You know, when it comes to some other people said it too, it's your insight into the entertainment world. This is an area that people, they don't see that part of it. You know, they only see a third of that entertainment world, right?
So
but
I give you that.
They see that ends up on TV and the stupid little 30-second interviews they do on the red carpet.
Right.
Yeah, you know, people, by the way, I've done those interviews for shows. That carpet's about 10 feet. With the fake dishes on each side, the whole nine yards.
I was just looking at some, there's always articles on your email, not emails, but on your wall, and they're like the 10 most inappropriate dresses to walk down the red carpet, and they're so inappropriate. And then I go, and this is the group that was whining about hashtag Me Too. Like, I see everything. Why wouldn't you? Not that anybody should, but you're kind of given a green light to being able to deal with you in that manner. I'm just trying to put it as politely as I can.
Oh, just say it as long as it's not going to get thrown off the air.
But, yeah, it will. But I see more of those women's bodies than I need to know. If you're an actress, I don't need to know that part of you. That's too much. So don't complain about somebody takes advantage of you.
When did we need to know about all these actresses and actors' home lives? I mean, we're talking about how Cary Grant dressed and how these guys all dressed. And, you know, nobody knew that Rock Hudson was gay except for a small little group of people. Right,
because Hollywood managed things at the time because they had a bead on what the public was interested in. At the time, if they had come out and said, yeah, these guys are gay, they would not have been able to sell any movies.
Okay, but not even that. It's like all the stuff that you do at home or, you know, the things that you like to do, you very rarely heard that about those people, you know, about their personal lives. And
there was, that's true. But, you know, we've gotten into this influencer culture, and a lot of stars are creating their own beauty lines and this and that and the other. And again, once you remove normalcy, God, or other things from society, you got to fill in the blank somewhere. So, you know, why people look at the Kardashians...
Oh.
I just can't even get it unless you like train wrecks. But I don't think...
Was it Reese Witherspoon that she did something where I guess she was chewing her kids' food before she gave it to her kids? And, you're smiling already. And she said, I do that because the birds do it. And if the animal kingdom is doing it, then it must be good for your kids. I'm like, wow, I like your movies, but could you just shut up?
Yeah, I don't need to know that about her. However...
Don't.
I'm an old hippie, and when your kids are really young, before they have teeth and before they can digest solids, you can do that. I mean, there's a lot of gross things mommies do for their kids.
Well, I know that. They lick like their fingers and then wipe something off your face. This is disgusting.
Listen, you blow in their mouth and to get their nose to clear out. There's a lot of stuff. There's sacrifices in motherhood. But, no, and I heard that I understood that birds did that. I was an old hippie, so listen, I did a lot of that stuff, too. It's just I don't know. I don't know what makes celebrities think that they're so important that people would want to hear. That's something private that you do with your child. That's not anything that you...
How about life? Just the mere fact, I don't want you telling me how to run my life, what my moral value should be.
I agree. I
pay to see you do a movie. I am not interested in who you want me to vote for.
Shut up and act.
Thank you.
I just told you about an article with John Cusack, who used to be the... When he was younger, the romantic rom-com king.
Yep.
He was just adorable. He was adorable. And now he's become a huge nasty leftist, and last week he says that we should be taxed to death. Now, those were his words, taxed to death, I believe. And I'm like, okay, first of all, you ain't in the rom-com category anymore. And your fans were women who grew with you. They were younger at the time, and they're not anymore. So they're really not interested. I don't think anybody, and I know they're not, because we were talking about how liberal women don't even like leftist men. Nobody is going to go see you in a rom-com, and you're talking about taxing everybody to death and how hateful Trump is, and, you know, no. You know, but luckily he's playing more and more villains, so you can get behind that, because nobody's going to want to see him as this cute guy that he was.
Yeah, well, Howard Stern, not my type, but anyway, Howard Stern, you know, he came out the other day again, opened his big mouth about...
I'm woke.
And you know, you have to sit there and think to yourself, think about how I wasn't a fan of his, never have been, but I would catch his show when he'd have like a, you know, certain people on there, be curious to see how they fit into what he had going on. Rudy Giuliani on the Howard Stern show, I'm going, okay, this ought to be good. But no, he was on board with Giuliani, the stuff that he did to clean up New York City, and not that Stern was a conservative, but now, I mean, my God, only thing I can think of. He's waning in popularity. He doesn't have those
I didn't even think of that.
He doesn't have those people. I know people who loved him don't listen to him anymore.
I thought he was so irreverent, and I thought he gave a good interview. I always kind of like, when I'm going to ask questions like Howard Stern does, he really does dig deeply. I thought, I'm a comedy writer, so I don't mind somebody being irreverent.
Irreverent.
I know
that word. I can't spell it, but I know it.
I was wondering that, too, because Howard Stern just recently, I guess it was last week, came out and said, I am woke and I'm proud to be. And woke is the opposite of being asleep.
You need to get a haircut.
He did get a haircut.
And then he got himself a 21-year-old girlfriend too.
Well, that's when I
noticed
the change.
His daughter. He said, "That's what I hate about."
He divorced his wife and his family and got this girl.
We'll be back in a minute. Don't forget that.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The UAW strike is going to spread to more locations as the strike continues. President Biden's hopes for an early resolution are dwindling as the strike plans to spread to at least 38 different locations across 20 states. Thousands more plan to walk out Friday afternoon and join the roughly 12,700 union members that took part in the initial strike on September 15th. A tropical storm warning is being issued for parts of the East Coast this weekend. Dave Collins has more.
The National Hurricane Center issued the warning from just below Wilmington, North Carolina, up to the Maryland-Delaware state line. Storm surge watch was also issued for parts of the coastline.
And the global release of the iPhone 15 is drawing big crowds today. Long lines formed at the New York City Apple Store this morning as customers eagerly awaited the latest smartphone. The base iPhone 15 is priced at $800, while the more advanced models start at $1,100. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain... I don't know what.
Well, if you're looking for good pseudo-clean entertainment, you can always head over to JoeMessina.com. Up in the chat room, there's a lot of conversation going on there. And so just Nick joins me. She does every week as my co-host.
What are they talking about?
Well, I don't know if I want to try to sum it all up because it will not come out right. Oh. But let's just say it has something to do with triple bags and a lot of beer.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Glad
I think I know what that means.
Don't tell anybody.
I just hope I'm not one of those chicks. But it does show you how you guys need to all go to the chat room so you can chime in. And I think this is a topic worth weighing in on.
No, it's not.
You know,
I used to tell some of the younger guys that worked for me, they would be talking about girls or what have you. The one fella just had a baby daughter.
Oh.
And we were talking one day, and they're all in there, and they're all talking about the young girls that they were working with. And I looked right at him, and I said, "You have a daughter. You hear this conversation? What if they were talking about your daughter?"
Yeah.
He's like, "Well, I kicked their blah, 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 blah." I said, "Oh, right. But it's okay if you talk about somebody else's daughter like that." Oh, got it.
Yeah, that's why you need somebody wise around you to help school you. The older people need to help train the younger people. However, it's working.
However,
no. I don't think. I don't. This big butt is not saying that you should be crass towards women.
That.
But I do think that with the left making it so scary for men to even so much as give a woman a compliment. They really, you know, I think some people used to meet and have relationships and marry from the workplace or nearby or whatever, but I don't think nowadays you can even say anything complimentary towards a woman without the fear of it being called harassment or it being taken out of context or out of place.
You know, I work for a large public school system. And I think I told you this once before, but for people just tuning in, there was a woman working there. She'd been through some stuff in her life, and she was a little heavy at one point. And she obviously had worked at losing weight, probably changing her diet, eating better because her skin looked better, her hair looked better. I mean, she just looked better. She looked healthier. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I had to go to the big boss, and say, "Look, I know it's good to encourage people. I mean, when you encourage somebody like that, I'm afraid to say anything to her.
Right.
You know? And so that person looked at me and said, well, just don't ask her for a date. She'd love to hear that she's looking healthier. She's looking better. That will help encourage her. And right. I did. It did. She just started beaming. She had a big smile.
Absolutely. You don't want to say, golly, you've lost a ton. You don't want to say stuff like that. Or you're not half as
fat. What you doing, girl? You're looking good.
No, you can't do that. That would be gross no matter what. But, you know, you're not half as fat as you used to be is probably not the way to handle it.
Yeah. Gee, you're half the woman you used to be. That's pretty good.
Right. God. So it's just tricky now. You can't even say, God, that color looks great on you. You can't... That's pretty benign, but if you're a leftist woman who's prone to thinking that you're getting hit on all the time, which is, I kind of doubt it.
No, but, you can't even look at her and go, hey, you know, I don't know what you're doing, but, you know, your skin is glowing, you're looking really good. I mean, you're looking really
Can't
really
even
healthy.
Say it. You're looking really good. You can't say
no,
that.
You can't, even me right now, I'm tripping over myself. Right. No, that wouldn't go
well. You don't look like a corpse anymore. You can't be, it's as close.
You'd get that knock on the door to your office and be the HR lady going, did you just tell so-and-so she looked good? Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. See, you're going to whip me?
Nope. Can't do it. Can't do it.
Well, listen, you know, we were talking earlier about some of the changes that you're seeing happen. I told you I'm loving some of these minor changes that you're seeing all over the place. And I don't know if you heard about it, but the Dallas mayor, who was, you know, a lifelong Democrat, he just flipped parties as of today.
Ooh.
So Dallas, which is known to be a liberal city, the mayor, Eric Johnson, he explained how he's done. He's gonna crack down on violent crime. He's going to do all the things that they basically be pushing him not to do, don't want him to do. He's on, you know, these conference calls with other Democrat mayors and such. And he said, that's it, I'm finished. I don't agree with everything the Republicans do, but the basics that they want to do is what I want to do.
Wow.
And he's a black man, so they're really freaking out.
Yeah, I was going to say, with a name like, what did you say, Eric Johnson or something?
God.
Jefferson, I think
that was a racist term, the comment you just made.
No, there are certain things that you can assume in life, and they're not racist. But, yeah, so I was wondering, is he black? That's a good thing. And when I was out doing Tea Party circuit and the whole bit and talking to people, I knew that it was going to be an uphill battle to try to get black people to vote Republican. But my goal in the beginning was just don't vote Democrat. Do no more harm. You know? If you can just do that, we'd be in a lot of... Just stay
home. I don't want you to switch parties. I just want you to look at what your party's doing and go, wait a minute. Oh, no, I can't support these people.
Yeah, uh-huh. Which means don't vote. Don't vote. Don't even go out. Take that day off. Don't even go vote. Because if they've got to start opening their eyes, and there's a lot of... I don't know. There's a lot of things happening within the black community that I'm seeing. Maybe it's just the stuff that they're feeding me through YouTube and whatever. But there's a lot of stuff that looks like black people are turning that corner. When I used to be, it used to be just like me and Zoe before Candace,
you were
Brandon,
black
and
Republicans,
the only two black people who were outspoken. But now there's so many. And now the people have their own. They have their own shows. I know I turned you on to the LFR show, Brandon's show. I mean, there's just so many. There's a couple that are a lot of fun. It's starting to happen.
Well, I think what's happening is they're starting to realize, whether you're black community, Hispanic community too, they're starting to realize that we share the same values. And
right.
The Democrat Party doesn't share any of their values to speak of.
Right. And that's also because they've gone so far left. When you talk about, when you're talking about slaughtering a baby after it's born, people start to open their eyes and go, what? You know, abortion is one thing, even though that probably didn't sit well with a lot of people either. But the left gave us reasons why we had to support that. The woman's health, oh, God, what else? I mean, but we bought all that stuff, hook, line, and sinker, but now when they've gone so far.
Oh, yeah.
Like, wait a minute, they're just crazy here. The gender stuff with our kids. all up here. You know, when the left told us that they cared about people, and particularly black people and children and all that stuff, but yet they couldn't go to a school of their choice, but they could have a gender of their choice, we started to open our eyes. But we've always, black people and Latin people, have always been conservative in heart.
Oh, family-oriented, God-oriented,
the whole
nine yards, yeah.
Right.
It's funny, because when this guy took over in Dallas back in 2019, this is how long he's been there, he was a Democrat. And there was a significant decrease in crime. And he attributed this to three things. He said, I brought in a strong police chief. He said, I had a budget, or I worked the budget to reflect public safety, being the city's top priority. And that that the community bought into what he wanted to do. So when he ran again for office his very last time, there were no challengers. And the Democrat Party was like, that's because he's a Democrat and we're running the city great. The city being run.
No, that's because he's running like a Republican.
That's what he says finally. He goes, look, they wanted me to do A, B, and C. And I'm like, no, we've reduced crime. You know, our streets are clean. You're pretty safe here. I'm not doing that. So I love
a man who cares about his legacy as opposed to his party, what his job is as opposed to his party. That is not, listen, they would have kicked him out sooner or later anyhow.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I agree with you. But
he's a sellout.
And that's exactly what they're saying about him right now, is that, well, he was never really a Democrat.
Right.
He was a this, he was a that. And you're going, wow, you loved him. You know, he ran unopposed because he was doing such a great job as a Democrat. Now that he switched parties, all of a sudden he's a bad guy. I love it.
That's
how it was, though, isn't it?
That's how it was for me in Hollywood. I was the golden child. I was the golden child. And then once I was there, I started to realize, I don't know what I am, but I'm not you. And then when I switched over and became Republican, they kicked me out. There was a telephone call I got. Hello, this is Hollywood. You're out of here.
That's
I mean,
right.
That's,
and
that's
turn in your black
abrupt.
Card on the way out the door. All right. We're going to go for break.
Drop that in the hat.
Don't go far.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was...
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5568. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be... You know, part of the solution. I like when you're part of, I like when you get involved. You have things to say. We have a lively chat room. You can find it at JoeMessina.com. JoeMessina.com. Talking about lively, Sonia Smith joins me every week to be my co-host on Fridays.
Help us,
like,
lively.
Kick off the... What are you shaking your head no for?
I'm not lively tonight. I got to get ready for a fishing trip in the morning. First thing in the morning, I'm pulling
out. Oh, my
out.
God. I think he just sent Frank into a coma. I mean, he's so excited.
But he doesn't believe I can fish?
He does. Well, now he knows, right?
Oh, my God.
I don't know how often we... I don't think we talked about that much.
I'm an outdoorsy girl.
Let me see. What do you...
No, I'm an outdoorsy girl.
Yeah? Woodsy or, like, beachy?
Yeah, woodsy. Oh, no, woodsy.
Yeah, I can't...
No, camper, fishing... Yeah, that's, you know.
Okay.
Living off the land.
Wait a minute. When you say, When you say camp, are you talking about one of those things that shows up and has all these pop-outs and all the homey features?
No, but I wouldn't. But in my old age, I would appreciate that. But no, I grew up seriously camping, cooking out. I think I cook as good outside as I do inside because of my early days of camping. So, no, I'm a very woodsy girl. Does anybody doubt me?
I don't doubt you, but you know you grew up in the inner city, so everybody's going, okay.
No, but my family, let me tell you the story. My family came from Georgia. They were farm people, and they came out here to California, but we would travel every year back to Georgia, and they would do that by creating, I don't know how they did it, without GPS, but we would drive all the way back.
You read maps. That's how we did it.
Maps are stupid. But so we'd drive all the way back, and we'd hit landmarks and sightsee, and that's when I fell in love with America. The topography, the people, the diversity, as the left likes to say. I believe that was my first taste of falling in love with America, is traveling through it each year. And somehow so when we would pull up to a motel that had a vacancy sign flash, and the minute our black butts got out of the car to go get a room, they would flash, no vacancy, no vacancy. So my father somehow, again, without a GPS, seamlessly would go into a national park or some sort of area like that. And we were always ready to camp. We always had tents. We always had the Coleman stoves. We always had lanterns. We always had fishing poles. So I always looked forward to the no vacancy signs because I knew that, I mean, that was a far better experience than staying in some cheesy motel, you know, put the quarter in the bed and the, no.
Yep.
So, that's how I got accustomed to camping, and I was a Girl Scout and all that other stuff. But and then, you know, my husband was one of my husbands was a outdoorsy person. So no, I've always
you
so
sound
now
a little bit like Josh Agabor there. You know, one of my husbands.
One of my husbands, darling, was. So yeah, no, I grew up with it. I love it. I still do, obviously, because I'm going fishing for the first time in years. I'm going tomorrow.
So Ron says, you know, growing up in the inner city could have been that much different than camping.
Exactly. Just without the gunshots.
Oh, God.
Well, no, you have those there, too, I suppose. Yellow tape.
All right, so I don't want to talk about scenes, but let's kind of go on a positive note here. So Ivanka Trump apparently made a secret trip to Maui to help distribute food to the fire victims and, you know, toys to the kids, that kind of stuff, which is not... Most people don't know this, but it's really not that uncommon for Trump to do something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, floods.
I wasn't surprised, yeah.
No, you're not surprised to hear it. It's funny, because we kind of brushed off, like, okay, yeah, so what? That's what they do. That's the kind of people they are. But I was saying to you during the break, I said, isn't this great? So you had devastation like we haven't seen in a while in a very popular city, in a popular state. Where's Biden? Then he's got millions of dollars. Where's Oblamo? He's got millions of dollars. And what about the Clintons? The Clinton Foundation? Why aren't they there doing anything out of the foundation money? I'm not even asking them to crack their own checkbook.
You know that foundation money never finds its way to where it's supposed to be, allegedly.
Well,
and he's got another 877 years to go deal with it. I mean. Everybody kind of thinks undercover there's something nefarious going on there with the Democrat Party, so maybe they're waiting to see, you know, what the real estate prices are going to drop to, because they just seem like they're picking bones at this point. They're vultures. But yes, to us, it's not any surprise. It was sweet. I'm not saying that it went overlooked when Ivanka did this. But we're not surprised because it's what we do. It's what Trump does. You find that, and again, I'm listening to the, I look forward to getting more and more into the Art of the Deal book that Trump wrote. But it's just not uncommon, the more and more you hear about him, is how he comes to people's rescue and doesn't want the right hand to know what the left hand is doing necessarily, okay, as you should not.
And this gets even better, okay? So apparently she was dressed in just a blank a tank top, you know, just not expensive clothing. She had a name tag on that just said Eva, whatever. And they decided to buy the meals locally. They decided to buy locally grown foods.
Oh, smart.
You know, vegetables and all that other stuff, so that locals would be able to, you know, make money off it and be fed by it. And
wow, that's sweet.
Well, you know, and they're evil people, right? I mean, the evil people, like, they're evil people.
Projection. Do I have to explain this every week?
Yes, you do, because I'm not that swift. I told you that.
The left accuses others of doing what they do. They would never think of doing that. They're not givers. I come from a family of...
Well, they're givers if they're using your money, but other than that, yeah.
But they give to themselves.
Well, they start with them, yes, you're right.
Yeah. I started watching Robin Hood, the movie, late last night. Well, I was like, and I never really liked that character per se, somebody who robs from the rich gifts to the... It's like, it ain't your money, you know. You have the right to give it. But it was during a tyrannical era where people were starving. I'm like, wow, we're talking about now. So I totally get the whole Robin Hood character, but that's the left doesn't have the heart to go out of the goodness of their own heart. They don't have that giving spirit. I don't know what that is, but I have recognized it in the lefties in my own family. It does not come natural to them to figure out what they can do for others.
Did you, when you were a Democrat, did you try to see or make believe like you saw compassion from them?
I don't think I was looking for compassion. I think I was a Democrat because I was black and everybody else was. And this was a time, you know, this was a time when Democrats were somewhat normal. We were talking about John F. Kennedy Democrats,
yeah,
you know. But even in Hollywood, I never voted for Clinton. I mean, I haven't been a Democrat in a very long time. So even though I hadn't registered over as a Republican until Bush, I was never really sold on the Democrat Party, per se. I didn't vote for Reagan, but I was like three. but I wasn't of age.
No, I was. I don't think I was old enough to vote for Reagan.
Right. So, and he was the last we had for a long time.
Yeah.
Until Bush came around, right?
Yep. Yeah. And,
right.
And again, not even knowing that much, you know, being from Boston, I would have looked at the actor who wanted to be president and probably said, yeah, no way anyhow.
That was scary for me as a kid. That's what I heard. He was the Antichrist. He was an actor who wanted to be president. And all this business about Star Wars, he's going to get us all killed, just like the left does now, or did when Trump was president. He's going to force us into World War III, get us all killed. And who's
got us right on the brink?
Who's got us on the brink?
Yeah.
Projection, again, I say.
God bless. Yeah, it is quite astounding that many of the, I tend to believe many of the upper echelon who are Democrats know that there's a gravy train there they can tap into. That's
right.
Why they're there. That's why. But when it comes to the lower socioeconomic rung, I think ignorance, not understanding how the policies were or how the process is, and the fact that the government does shore them up. Nobody wants to be afraid of being homeless. So if the government's going to be there to give you food and help you with medical care and even subsidize where you live, because they still do that countrywide, why would you work for anybody else?
Well, there's a whole class in between those two, the elites and the lower echelons. They're the useful idiots, and those are people like the people in my family. They're very high. Listen, one goes to Princeton, the other one graduated NYU. They think they're the smartest guys in the room. They get their identity. They're godless for the most part. They probably don't think they are, but they are. They want to feel good about themselves. They get their identity from being a part of this group who their whole lives have been told is a caring party. If that thread is pulled, they got nothing.
You're going to get cut off. We're up against it.
I can go have dinner?
Well, you can either have dinner or hang out here. I'm more intending than an old steak.
I'm going to eat dinner.
Oh, ouch.
I got fishing to look forward to.
All right. We'll be back in a little bit.